And moving forwards, the sector, I mean, the sector's now raising over £150 million. In your view, where should development professionals and schools be focusing their time and resources moving forwards so that they can continue to achieve these levels of success that have been achieved?
I think that's probably a difficult question to give an answer to in a general sense, because even though we're 20 years or so into this, schools are still at different levels and different stages in their programme. So you've got schools who are very well engaged with their parent body. They've got programmes running with past parents. They've got lots of alumni on board to what they're doing. I'm going to conferences and people are asking me questions like, what should we do with our past staff? Because they potentially could be people who would do things like leave legacies. Well, those schools who are thinking in those terms, they're at the stage where they're having to start to think about, could they engage actually wealthy local individuals who want to see young people in their area given the opportunity of education in that way? Could they reach out beyond their traditional local communities? That's not a novel or crazy idea. If you look at a school like Sherburn School in the 1850s, Lord Digby went round the town and raised a subscription to build a new library and to build the chapel at the school. He got local people to invest because it was a school that provided benefit for many of those people, and if it didn't provide benefits immediately for a particular individual in the area, they could see within a societal sense it provided benefit and was important for their community. So there is that opportunity for schools to do that, but there are other schools where at the moment they don't know where half their alumni are at the moment, and they don't know, and they haven't even dared to go out and ask parents. So there are lots of different stages, and some people need to advance in the way that those other schools that I described have done so. Some of them need to say, well, we've gone a long way with our normal groups. We need to be more adventurous and think, how can we stretch beyond that?